That's greed. And greed is a wicked, 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 deceiving, crafty, evil spirit that'll make you do things that you never even thought was possible to do. That's if you've submitted yourself to that spirit of greed, okay? So if you don't have it enough, it's only gonna hurt you. Proverbs 13:11 says, dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Acts 8:20 says, Peter answered, may your money perish with you because you thought that you could buy the gift of God. There was a rich man in the Bible that wanted to buy a spiritual gift. You can't buy that. That only comes from God. You can only seek it from him. You can't purchase it. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money, you wanna finish it, is the root of all evil. The what? The love of money. The love of money. How do you know if you love money and you love wealth? If you never get satisfied by it. If it's an empty, deep hole that never seems to be fulfilled, that means that there's a spirit of idolatry and you are worshiping that God of mammon instead of Almighty God himself. Now, here's the other side is what it says. Ecclesiastes 7:12 says, wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter. Wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter. Again, Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, a feast is made for laughter and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer to everything. We're gonna say that again. Money is the answer to everything. How's that? Proverbs 25:14 says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To the one he gave 5 talents of money. To another he gave 2 talents of money. To another he gave 1 talent, each according to his ability. That's not Proverbs, that's Matthew. So the master is who? God. And he gave what? Money according to each ability. He gave 1, 5, 1, 2, 1, 1. Each according to what? His own ability. So check this out. How many of you know that you can increase your ability? Who's in charge of increasing ability? You. You're in charge of increasing ability. So if you increase your ability out to the marketplace, you will prosper greater for the new ability that you bring to the marketplace. That's what it says. But what we have is people waiting for something to fall out of heaven to make them wealthy. That, my friends, is a fantasy. Did you hear me? We got the name it and claim it generation. Just claim you're wealthy. Just claim your prosperity. BS, claim it without working for it is nonsense and is a fantasy and poverty awaits you. That's the truth. So, Proverbs 17:16 says, of what use is money in the hand of a fool since he has no desire to get wisdom? Money without wisdom, friends, is only gonna lead you down a path that you don't wanna go. It is. So, let's talk about wealth, a wealth formula. I can pull up a whole bunch of greed stuff. Greed, by the way, in Colossians 3:5 says that greed is idolatry. That's what it is. And to be quite honest with you, we live in a nation that has more idolatry than any other nation on the face of the planet. Our idolatry is far more crafty than the idolatry in India. So here's the deal. The deal is that idolatry is rampant. We admire songwriters and singers. We idolize sports figures. Your kids have little idols in their toy chest, action figures. They do. It's the truth. We've got idolatry all over the place. The kids, I mean, they have been taught idolatry and we don't even realize it. Sad and pathetic. If we don't get it straight, we have got a spanking coming from our God. Okay, a greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live. Proverbs 28:25 says, a greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing. I'm gonna say that again. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing. If you're stingy, will you give to the man on the street? If you're stingy, will you pour into charitable organizations? If you're currently not giving to someone, you, my friends, are stingy. And what follows stinginess? Poverty. He goes on to say, but he who closes his eyes to them receives many curses. Luke 12:15 says, watch out, be on your guard against all forms of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Where does greed lead, folks? It leads to poverty, it leads to wickedness, it leads to destruction, it leads to all those things. Can you be wealthy without greedy? Yes. Abso-stinking-lutely. What is it about us? Yes, I said that. Abso-stinking-lutely. It's a new word. It's not quite in Webster's yet, but you know, we might eventually get it there. But listen to me carefully. What is it about us that we somehow make greed and wealth the same thing? Friends, can you have wealth without being greedy? Yes. You want to know what perversion is? Is labeling all wealth as greed. That is perversion. And what did it say about perversion? A man of perverse thought will be impoverished. So that is totally perverted of the truth. Is it possible to be wealthy? Yes, it says God created the poor and the wealthy. That's what it says. Okay, so here's my formula for wealth. You ready? Here's some scriptures on wealth. Okay, Deuteronomy 28:53 says, it pleases the Lord to make you prosper. What? It says that it pleases the Lord to make you prosper. How many have kids? How many of you, it pleases you to bless them, especially when they're good? Right? Your daddy in heaven, who is perfect, who is unfailing in his love, desires to prosper you. So if you're not prospering, you got to ask yourself a question. The question is, why not? Deuteronomy 29:29 says, follow my commandments so that you may prosper in everything you do. Follow my commandments. Don't murder. Don't steal your neighbor's wife. Don't be greedy for other people's things. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. How many of you can like not do those things? All right. Just want to make sure you can follow the commandments. Proverbs 11:25. There's a few more I didn't mention. A generous man will prosper. Proverbs 28:25. He who trusts in the Lord will prosper.